Chapter 8. When I climbed into the tent, each gorgeous woman waited for me with eager eyes and playful smiles. They all sat on their knees on top of piles of furs and silks, and I could smell the perfume on their skin as they panted heavily in anticipation. Their lovely and perfectly curved bodies were more than ready for me, and it was painful trying to decide which woman to take first, when each one was just as tempting as the last. You're all so eager, I growled as I began to unbutton my shirt and let it fall to the floor. I can sense your arousal from here.
Yes, master.
The women answered in unison as they wriggled on their knees and then crawled closer to me.
Please, fuck us until your seed pours deep inside our wombs.
Circe purred as she licked her lips with her long forked tongue.
We need your cock, master. We need it more than anything in all the realms. I've been dreaming of your long, full dick every night, and now I want to fuck you until you fill us up entirely with your unholy seed.
Is that so? I chuckled as I reached down to undo my pants, but then Beatrix's eyes grew as wide as saucers before I could even unclasp the button.
Wait, may I undo your pants, master?
Beatrix asked in a deliciously shy voice.
We want to see your glorious cock, but I'd prefer the honor of stripping you naked myself.
You may, I said. And when she edged closer, I grabbed a handful of her honey-brown hair and gripped it forcefully until she cooed. I then watched with hungry eyes as she slowly began to pull down my trousers, and her brown eyes widened like dinner plates when my titanium hard rod sprung into full view. Beatrix bit her lip and looked up at me with lust shining in her eyes.
Oh, master, you're already so hard. Can I please lick your dick? It needs to be touched, and I just can't wait a second longer.
You may. I grinned. But remember, go nice and slow for me, Beatrix. Don't be too eager. We have all night, and I want to slide into that full mouth of yours when I'm ready.
Whatever you desire, master.
The light-haired brunette said, before she gracefully swirled her tongue around my pulsating tip, and then up along my underside. The rest of you, don't touch yourselves just yet. I want you aching with desire by the time I get to you. I ordered. But then I shuddered with instant pleasure when Beatrix reached my balls and gently sucked on them. She started slow at first, but instantly became greedier, and then took a whole one in her mouth. Shivers ran up my body as my fingers tightened through her light brown locks, and when her hot tongue ran back up from my balls to my flared tip, she wrapped her wet lips around my cock and took me all the way in. The brunette moaned as she bobbed her head up and down my length.
Look at how greedy she is.
Nyx chuckled as she stared at the two of us with hazy eyes.
It looks like she's taking him all the way in. Of course, she needs him deep inside her mouth.
Marina giggled as Beatrix took me further down her throat.
Master, is she truly taking you as deep as she can?
Oh, she is. I panted as I began to buck my hips forward, and each time my tip hit the back of her throat, she gently gagged until tears spilled from the corners of her eyes. Oh, keep fucking going, Beatrix. Don't you dare stop. Oh, you feel fucking amazing.
She looks so gorgeous taking your huge cock, master.
Circe purred as her serpentine eyes studied each movement.
You can tell she's been dying for a taste.
Oh, most certainly. I can't wait until it's my turn.
Patience, I grunted as I bucked my hips with more fervor. And when I looked at the other women, it was like staring at a group of she-wolves in heat. Each of you will get, your chance, but only if you obey my every word. Do you think you can do that?
Of course.
They answered at the same time.
We'll do anything you ask of us, master.
Good girls. I panted as Beatrix wriggled her head all the way down to my balls. Oh, fuck yes. Just like that.
Look, she's dripping.
Cersei said, and when I followed her gaze, I saw a wet patch on the furs and silks, just underneath Beatrix's bare pussy.
By the looks of it, she's absolutely drenched. Satan, I can't blame her. I'm already soaked, too.
Good. I grinned as Beatrix moved her head faster along my length. I grunted with pleasure as the eager Wicca continued to bob her head up and down my thick member, and each time I thrust deeper inside her mouth, she mewled with glee. She eagerly sucked and slurped along my length, and when my cock twitched with feral desire, I knew I was about to explode inside her warm and wanting mouth. Beatrix moaned as she stared up at me with wide, glassy eyes. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. I growled as I tightened my hold on her hair. Oh, Satan. Your mouth feels incredible, Beatrix.
She thinks the same of your unholy member, sir.
Nyx moaned, and when I met the blue-skinned witch's purple eyes, they were filled with longing.
We all do. She speaks truthfully, Master.
Cersei added, as she licked her lips with her forked tongue, like she was dying of thirst in the middle of the desert.
We desperately need to feel you deep inside us.
Well, you'll get your reward soon enough. I grunted as pre-cum dripped from Beatrix's lips. The light-haired brunette slurped as my cock ventured deeper down her throat. I'm gonna come. I panted as my cock twitched inside her hot mouth, and intense shivers coursed up and down my entire body. Although the coil in my gut was tightening and my head was spinning, I needed to get just a little bit closer, so I moved her head even faster along my pulsating length. Each time my tip scraped the back of her throat, she gently gagged, but silently begged for more, as she stared up at me with wide, hungry brown eyes. When I couldn't hold back any longer, I looked deep into her gaze and tightened my hold on her. Oh, now, I want you to swallow every fucking drop I unleash into your mouth, understood? In lieu of a response, the light-haired brunette pushed her head down even further, and never broke eye contact with me when I fucked her throat over and over again. Then my entire member throbbed, and the coil in my gut sprung right before I spurted a bucketload of sweltering cream inside her mouth.
Oh, yes, Master.
Marina giggled as Beatrix slurped and swallowed every drop of my precious cum.
She's taking every drop like a good girl. A very good girl.
Yes, she is. I growled like a wolf as my head spun and my cock twitched inside her mouth. Once she licked up every drop of cream I had to offer, I gently pulled out of her hungry mouth, and a plopping sound echoed in the tent. I then looked down at her lust-filled eyes, and when I saw the wet patch growing even wider on the fur blankets in between her legs, I knew it was time to reward her. Now, Beatrix, I want you to splay yourself down on the floor, spread your legs. Nice and wide for As for everyone else, I want you to watch while I fuck Beatrix senseless. You may now pet each other, kiss each other, and enjoy each other's touches. But don't you dare come. Oh, not until I tell you to, understood?
Yes, Master.
The trio of women all said before they started to gently fondle one another. Then I turned around to focus solely on Beatrix, and her bright brown eyes were filled with desire and deep longing. She had her creamy thighs spread wide apart, and I had a perfect view of her glistening pink folds, which were soaking wet and eager to be filled with my cock. Her hand slowly began to venture down to her pussy, but when I slowly shook my head, she instantly stopped what she was doing and bit down on her lip in shame. Did I say you could touch yourself? I questioned with an arched eyebrow.
No, sir.
The Wicca replied with a small pout.
You did not.
Oh, well, now I'll have to punish you. I smirked as I crawled on top of her, and when her entire body began to tremble, I couldn't help but feel turned on by how nervous she was. Oh, you're shaking. I purred as I lowered my body against hers. Oh, and it's not from the cold.
Your touch makes me tremble, Master. I just need to feel you deep, deep inside me.
Oh, yeah. I teased before I started to rub my head along her throbbing clit. How badly do you need my dick inside you?
I need your cock more than anything.
She panted as I continued to stroke my penis along her pussy, and each time I neared her sopping opening, she gasped and moaned with pleasure.
Please, oh, fuck me hard.
Not just yet. I taunted as I neared her hungry pussy and then withdrew. As I said, you need to be punished.
What would you have me do, Master?
Beatrix whined as I continued to rub my head along her gushing folds.
Oh, Sin, I don't think I can take it anymore.
Well, you have to. I chuckled as I teased her with my throbbing head over and over again. Well, perhaps if you beg a little more, then I will give in to your desires.
I beg you, Master.
She panted, and her eyes rolled into the back of her head as she arched her back and spread her legs even wider.
Fill me up, please.
Oh, good girl, I said, before I slipped into her opening, and we both grunted with instant satisfaction.
Fuck! Oh!
Beatrix squealed as soon as I bucked my hips and thrust deep inside her warm tunnel.
Oh, Sin, you feel so good. I feel like every part of my body's on fucking fire.
Yeah? I grunted as I sped up my movements. How does that feel?
So amazing.
She breathed as I prodded further inside her hungry hole. The light-haired brunette wasted no time before she wrapped her long legs around my waist and pulled me even closer. And she grunted and moaned each time her silky hot walls clamped tighter around my pulsating rod. Her full breasts heaved up and down with each forceful thrust, and the faster I went, the further her eyes rolled into the back of her head. Oh, fuck! You're so tight! I growled each time I ventured deeper inside her starving slit.
Does it please you, Master? I think I'm about to come. Oh, I'm losing my mind.
Not just yet, I ordered as I plowed further inside her wanting cave. You'll come exactly when I tell you to, and when you do, I want you to scream my name.
Oh, yes, Master.
The brunette gasped, and her eyes went as wide as saucers as I sawed in and out of her wet folds.
Oh, I need you deep inside me. Yes, yes, just like that. Mm-hmm. Please don't fucking stop. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I need you, Master, more than life itself.
Oh, I know you do. I panted as I sped up my movements and bucked my hips harder against her skin. The sound of our sweat-covered bodies slamming into each other echoed through the tent, and the light-haired brunette's face grew redder as her mouth opened wider with each passing second.
Fuck, I'm so close. Please let me come, Master. I need to scream your name. Look at her face. She's so close she can barely breathe. Indeed, she's about to call out his name over and over again. Does my pussy feel good, Master?
The gasping Wicca mewled as her brown eyes went further into the back of her head.
Because her dick feels so... Oh, fucking amazing.
Oh, it does. I growled, and I felt her tight walls clamping around my shaft like a silky bear trap. I could feel myself nearing my own threshold, and my mind went blank as my heart hammered against my chest. Now come for me, and come fucking hard, that's an order.
Yes, Cole!
Beatrix cried out, and when she screamed and howled, the tip of my cock twitched like an electric rod before I burst inside her like a gushing hose. My head spun around in circles as I unleashed my second load inside her sopping slit, and she continued to scream out my name as she came over and over again. Oh, fuck! I grunted. Each time she screamed my name, I seemed to spray another burst of my seed deep into her, and my climax kept spiraling up until my vision started to swim.
Oh, there's so much cream inside of me.
Beatrix panted as I filled her to the brim.
Yes, Cole. Oh, I love your unholy seed.
Beatrix then tossed her head back and forth like a demon was possessing her entire body, and I convulsed with desire as her tight, hot walls milked me for every drop of cum I had to give her. The light-haired brunette continued to squeal with longing, and she desperately sucked in air as her body trembled violently under my frame. I struggled to breathe as the hot, tingling sensation spread through my body, and finally, when I caught my breath, I looked down at the beautiful and flushed Wicca. "Oh, fuck," I groaned before I swept a slick strand of hair out of her eyes. "That was incredible, Beatrix."
"Thank you, Master."
Beatrix sighed as I gently pulled out of her wet, abused opening.
"That was beyond amazing. I'm... Wow. You poured so much of your sperm into my womb. Thank you so much for the gift, Master. I'm so grateful."
"You're most welcome," I chuckled as she slowly rolled out from underneath me, and I adjusted myself so I was facing the other hungry-eyed women. They were gently arousing themselves, or each other, but they all stopped as soon as I raised my hand in the air. "Beatrix, crawl over there and join the others. And Nyx, I want you on all fours down in front of me. Present your pussy to me like a fucking animal in heat, and face the others. As for the rest of you, I want you to continue to pleasure yourselves while you watch me claim her. And you better enjoy the fucking show."
"Yes, Master."
The blue-skinned Wicca purred like a wild cat as she crawled toward me and presented herself as I instructed.
"I'm ready for you to fill me up to the fucking brim."
"Oh, is that so?" I chuckled as I planted myself behind her, and she arched her back as low as she could. "Do you want my seed, Nyx?" The others all watched with desire-filled eyes as I continued to tease the blue witch with my throbbing member.
"Yes, Master."
The horned witch moaned when I began to bat my rigid member along her sopping folds.
"Please, fuck me. She needs you, Master."
Circe giggled as her wide, serpentine eyes studied us.
"Just look at how she presents herself to you. She wants you to spread her wide open."
Beatrix added in a soft voice, and I watched as she scooped up my cum trickling down her thighs before she pushed it back into her swollen pussy.
"Just like you did with me. She desires to feel your hot seed inside her womb. Please give it to her, Master. She desperately needs that unholy cock of yours."
Marina purred like a love-struck tiger.
"She needs it more than anything."
"No. And she'll get it," I said, right before I batted my cock along her deep navy folds. And each time I neared her drenched opening, she gasped and moved her ass even closer to me. "If she's a good girl."
"Oh, I am, Master."
Nyx cooed as I rubbed my throbbing head along her pulsating clit. And when she turned to look at me over her shoulder, her eyes were glittering with feral lust.
"I'll be amazing for you. I'll do whatever you want. Just please thrust deep inside me."
"Oh, is that so?" I grinned, and when I couldn't take the ache in my cock any longer, I slowly plunged myself inside her warm, wet tunnel. "Oh, fuck, Nyx. You're so tight."
"Yeah."
She mewled, and we both gasped with pleasure as I went deeper inside her. Then, when I was all the way down inside her sopping cavern, I slowly began to rock my body against hers. She was so tight my cock scraped everywhere against her clamping walls, and she cried out for more and more as I ventured further inside her tunnel. Finally, I was balls deep inside her pussy, and small, delicious moans escaped from her lips each time I prodded deeper and harder inside her grip.
"Master."
Nyx squealed each time my balls banged against her.
"Yes, yeah, yes. Just like that. Please don't stop."
"Oh, I wouldn't dream of it," I grunted, And as I went faster and faster, I grabbed her long blue hair and pulled her back until she screamed for more.
Look at her eyes.
Marina breathed as the former siren sawed her fingers in and out of her folds.
Satan, I can't wait to feel like that. I need my womb to be filled with your unholy seed, Master.
Patience, I growled as I fucked the blue Wicca with more vigor, and her grunts grew even more demanding. You'll get what you deserve in time.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Nyx squealed as her walls clamped harder around my shaft, and when I picked up the pace, hot fluid dripped from her soaked cunt.
My master, please keep fucking me. Don't stop.
I thrust even deeper inside her sweltering tunnel, and the blue witch struggled to breathe and remained steady on all fours. She wriggled her ass even closer to me until I slapped her skin, and then she gently gasped and jerked forward. Hot desire flushed through my entire body as I prodded deeper inside her hot cavern, and when my frame trembled and my head spun around in feverish circles, I knew I was dangerously close to coming. I'm close, I grunted, and as I drove deeper inside her tight cave, my cock twitched and her hot walls clamped and spasmed tightly around my member. I knew she was also close to coming, since her silky walls clamped even tighter around my thick shaft, and when she screamed my name over and over again, I knew she was about to orgasm hard. She started, but she couldn't even get the words out. Come for me. Do it now. The horned witch screamed, and both our bodies shuddered with instant pleasure as I spurted my sweltering seed deep inside her needy body.
Oh, fuck, Master, yes!
Oh! As my cock furiously twitched and squirted inside her tunnel, thick, hot fluid from her climax flooded her body. Our juices mixed like a hot bath inside of her, and my head spun in furious circles as her tight walls clenched even tighter around my throbbing length. We both panted and struggled to regain our raspy breaths, and her hungry womanhood continued to suck my dick for every drop of cum I had to give her. When I pulled her hair back even harder, she gasped and moaned with delight, and we both relished in the mind-numbing moment of pure ecstasy. Oh, shit, I groaned when I finally pulled out of her drenched opening and released my tight hold on her. That was fucking fantastic, Nyx. Well done.
Thank you, Master.
Nyx said in between sharp breaths.
I feel whole now that I'm filled with your warm cream. Thank you for honoring me tonight with your body.
With pleasure. I chuckled before I slapped her ass, and she jerked forward with a cute little gasp. Now, let's see who's next. As Nyx crawled over to the other women with a pussy full of my cream, my eyes quickly scanned each beautiful woman who was busy pleasuring either themselves or each other. Then my gaze fell upon Marina, with her bright lavender orbs and long lilac hair, and when her eyes locked with mine, she stopped playing with her pussy and slowly smiled. Come here, Marina, I ordered, and I could already feel my blood rushing south again as she edged closer toward me. Lick my cock clean of your sister's wetness.
Yes, Master,
the former siren said before she crawled toward me, gently wrapped her hands around my member, and then slowly licked my entire shaft. Oh, fuck. I grunted as she swirled her tongue along my tip in long, gradual motions.
Look at how hungry she is for your cock, Master,
Cersei said in a teasing voice.
She wants to put you deep inside her mouth. She's right. May I, Master?
The purple-haired witch pleaded with large, glassy eyes.
I long to taste every single inch of you. I need you.
Very well, I said, as I laid on the furs and rugs, and beckoned for her to come closer to my cock. You may begin. Marina's eyes never left mine, as she slowly wrapped her full lips along my member, and then wriggled her head all the way down to my balls. She slurped and hummed with pleasure, and I grunted as my tip fucked the back of her throat. Each time she gently gagged, the corners of her eyes would well up with tears. But that didn't stop her from taking me all the way in. In fact, the former siren began to move her head up and down in faster motions, and when I bucked my hips upward, she moaned with delight. My desire grew more and more demanding as I wrapped my fingers through her hair, and I grabbed onto her long purple mane with a forcefully tight hold. She moaned when I thrust my hips upward with more fervor, and the lavender-haired Wicca continued to stare at me with glassy, lust-filled eyes as she sucked on my length. Her face was flushed a deep crimson, and drool seeped from the corners of her wet lips as she took me all the way in her greedy mouth. Then she sped up her movements, and I could feel myself grow dangerously close to another explosive threshold. Ah, fuck, fuck, fuck! I grunted each time I prodded deeper inside her throat. Oh, shit, climb on top of me now, before I come! Without hesitation, the purple-eyed Wicca pulled away from my slick cock, and a popping sound echoed in the tent before she slowly clambered on top of me. Her wet pussy hovered over my thick, pulsating member, and her eyes locked onto mine before she slowly lowered herself onto my flared tip.
Yes.
She moaned when we were connected, and her face broke into a satisfied smile before she slowly began to rock her wide hips back and forth. Fuck! I groaned before I slapped her ass, and she jerked forward with more intensity.
Spake me again, master.
Marina pleaded as her face grew redder.
Please. Oh, she likes it rough. Perhaps you should choke her as well, master. Yes, please, go.
The purple-haired witch begged as she moved her hips with more intensity, and I could feel my cock twitching deep within her sopping cave.
Punish me, go. Make me scream.
Without a word, I smacked her again, and then quickly reached up to wrap my fingers around her slim neck. I gently tightened my hold, and as I did so, she began to frantically squirm up and down my shaft, and her breathing grew erratic as she mewled and then begged for more.
Oh, that's it, master!
She squealed before she tossed back her head, and I released my hold on her neck.
Fuck, I can feel your tip kissing my womb. Please don't stop!
I wouldn't dare. I grunted before I grabbed her hips and moved her curvaceous body faster along my length. Keep moving that magnificent body of yours. Fuck yes. Just like that.
Look how expertly she rides you, master.
Circe purred as she watched the two of us with lust-filled eyes.
She moves like water.
Beatrix whispered like it was a secret.
Look how graceful she is as she takes her master's thick cock. Oh, master.
Marina squealed before she began to roll her hips in smooth motions, and her tight walls clamped around my cock with all their force.
I think I'm going to come.
Not yet. You'll only come when I say so, understood?
Yes.
The former siren moaned as she moved her body with more vigor.
I'll do whatever you command of me, master.
Good girl. I growled as I dug my nails deeper into her skin. Yes! Oh, fuck, that's it. Keep going. Don't you dare stop.
I won't.
She gasped, and she squealed with delight when I reached up, grabbed one of her bouncing breasts, and pinched her swollen bud.
Oh, you master, yes. Satan, you have no idea how much I need you.
Then why don't you show me? I smirked. In response, the lavender-haired witch lowered her body, and while she bounced her hot pussy on my cock, she brought her lips down to mine and began to kiss me. She struggled to breathe as her tongue snaked with mine, but the taste of her sweet mouth set every nerve of mine on fire. Then I grabbed onto the back of her head and bucked my hips to prod deeper inside her hungry slit, and she moaned and panted into my mouth.
Oh, God.
She whined when she pulled away for air.
May I come now, master? I can't hold back any longer, please.
You may. I grunted as her walls clenched and unclenched around my length. But only if you come long and hard for me.
Yes!
She screamed as soon as I gave her permission.
Come!
Her tight, sweltering walls clamped like a vice around my throbbing rod, and my cock spasmed inside her hot tunnel and shot a thick, powerful load deep inside her. Then our mixed fluids dripped down onto my cock, and my head spun like a whirling spell as we both panted and violently struggled to breathe. Finally, her entire body shook one more time with passion and exhaustion, and we cuddled for a few moments before she gently slid off me. That was fucking amazing. I sighed as she planted a small kiss on my cheek and then on my neck.
No, you are amazing.
She growled into my ear before gently nibbling on the lobe.
You've already come so much this night, but I'm still completely full of you. Some of it's even dripping out, even. You put so much inside of me.
Oh, yeah? I smirked before I sat up and looked at the other women. How about Nyx and Beatrix lick you nice and clean for me, then?
With pleasure, Master.
The Blue Witch said with a cheeky grin.
Yes, it would be our pleasure.
The light-haired brunette added. I watched as the two women took turns, slipping their tongues inside Marina's pink folds, and I could feel myself growing as hard as a fucking steel rod, as searing blood rushed down to my cock. Then I turned to find Cersei's snake eyes were fixated on me, and when I met her gaze, she licked her lips with her long, forked tongue. Oh, get over here, Cersei. I growled as I beckoned for her to come closer, and the beautiful blonde slowly neared me. She took her time to tease me, and by the time she reached me, I grabbed her by the neck and pulled her close enough to kiss her on the lips. We were both on our knees, and she giggled as I wrapped my fingers tighter across her throat.
Oh, Master.
She purred as I tightened my hold on her.
Do you want me now?
You know I fucking do. I hissed into her ear, and her entire body trembled as she struggled to remain upright. I want to fuck your wicked brains out.
I can't wait any longer, then.
She said, and her lips quivered with passion.
Please, take me now, Master.
Oh, well, how do you want it? I teased before I ran my tongue along her neck. Do you want me to fuck you from behind?
Yes.
She breathed, and when I let her go, she quickly got down on all fours like a bitch in heat.
Please thrust deep inside me, Master.
Do you need me? I questioned before I planted myself behind her. How badly do you need me? Meanwhile, Beatrix and Nyx were busy licking Marina's cunt, and I could feel myself growing harder as I looked between the dynamic trio and Cersei's bright pink glistening folds.
With every nerve in my being.
She moaned as I caressed my pulsating head along her sopping folds.
Please don't make me wait another second for your cock, Master.
I purred before I slipped a finger inside her drenched opening. Well, how about I tease you a little first?
Oh, fuck.
She gasped when I slipped in another digit.
That feels so good.
Does it? I chuckled before I began to rub her clit with my thumb. How about that?
Amazing.
She breathed as I sawed in and out of her folds while simultaneously teasing her clit.
Oh, Master, please slip inside me. Spread me wide open and release your seed into my empty womb. I can't take it anymore. I need you.
Oh, very well. Since you've asked so nicely. Without another word, I swiftly plunged my throbbing cock deep inside her searing tunnel. She cried out in pleasure and surprise, and her walls clamped tightly around my rod as I began to rock my body against hers. I went slowly at first, but then I picked up the pace until she grunted and moaned with each thrust, and the deeper I ventured, the more she cried out my name.
Claw, claw, claw. Fuck, 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 yes, please, don't stop. Oh. Keep going. I long to feel your dick in deep inside me.
Unholy shit. I grunted as I bucked my hips with more vigor, and my balls slammed against her skin. Oh, you're so tight.
Does it please you, Master?
The blonde Wicca questioned, and when she turned to look over her shoulder at me, her face was red, and her mouth was parted open like she couldn't breathe.
I feel like every inch of me is coursing with magical energy. Please, don't stop.
Yeah, it fucking pleases me. I growled before I reached over, grabbed her long blonde hair, and pulled back. I fucked her harder and faster, while the other women continued to lick Marina's pussy, and the combination between the sight of the trio of women and Cersei's tight, warm cunt made every fiber in my body pulsate with red-hot desire. I could feel my body trembling and my cock fiercely twitching, and I knew I was so close to another mind-blowing orgasm. And judging by Cersei's clamping and fiercely tight walls, I knew the blonde beauty was close to her threshold as well.
I'm gonna come, master.
Cersei squealed as I yanked back on her hair even harder.
I think I'm gonna come everywhere.
So do it, I ordered as I bucked my hips with more vigor. Come all over my cock.
No, fuck.
The blonde serpentine woman screamed as her walls clenched and unclenched around my throbbing shaft. I instantly grew lightheaded and warm, and then a tingling sensation overtook my entire body as I unleashed a giant load of cream inside her tunnel. Her walls continued to clamp around my shaft and milk me for every droplet of cum inside my body, and thick fluid seeped from her opening and drenched my dick as we both panted and struggled to breathe. I pressed gentle kisses along the slope of her shoulders, while the serpentine witch quivered with the after effects of her orgasm, and she sighed and pressed her hips back against me one last time. Finally, I pulled out of Cersei's trembling body, and she instantly collapsed to the ground with a small smile on her face.
Oh, master,
she purred as she laid on the furs.
That was beyond amazing. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome, I answered, before I laid next to her and faced the others. You may all stop now. Come down here and join us on the silks and furs. We should probably get some rest while we can. The women instantly stopped what they were doing, crawled on either side of me, and wrapped their long legs around mine, and we all fell asleep in seconds. Before I awoke the next morning, I thought I could feel someone's eyes on me. Not one of the women by my side, but another presence lurking over my face. And when I slowly fluttered my eyes open, I saw Vanessa's wolf just inches above my nose, and her piercing blue eyes were staring deep into mine.
Isabel, are they up? I wouldn't dare step in there in case I should witness something revolting.
Isabel instantly barked in response, and then trotted out of the tent and back to her master. I groaned before I sat up, and then an icy wind penetrated my skin and sent shivers across my naked body. The others weren't awake yet, but I knew I had to rouse them before Vanessa began shrieking again. We had another long day ahead of us, and Satan only knew what traps or tricks Samara would lay out on our path. Just because I couldn't feel the elder woman's presence right now didn't mean she wasn't among us in one form or another. But no matter what she threw our way, I knew I could handle it.